Yeah, good morning.
Let's talk about economy.
Yeah, and we've got some news this morning that's unsettling to the markets. We got, of course, this is Thursday. We talk about that four-letter word, jobs, every Thursday morning. First-time claims for unemployment benefits, expecting 450,000. It came in at 462,000. Not a good number, but the concerning number is the PPI. That's the inflation number at the wholesale level. And we were expecting what they call the headline number to come in at an increase of about 0.2%. It came in at 0.4%. If you strip out food and energy, I don't know how you do that, but it came in about expected. But the market doesn't like that. Of course, we have a lot of talk about the Fed becoming involved in more quantitative easing, which means they're going to buy trillions of dollars of additional treasuries. And that's a concern about inflation, and we see the numbers showing up already here. We're seeing it showing up in corn prices and other prices. So unsettling number for the market this morning. Do have some numbers out this morning in terms of earnings that are pretty encouraging on the local level. You probably saw the headline, Bank of the Ozarks, of course, headquartered in Little Rock, strong presence here. Huge quarter, made $1.19 a share. The street was expecting to make 62 cents a share. They made 50 cents a share the same quarter of last year. They made about $8 million. Of the $20 million they made this quarter, about $8 million of it came from two FDIC-assisted banks, purchases that they made. They bought a bank in Bradenton, Florida, and one in South Carolina. These were banks that the FDIC took over. So Bank of the Ozarks doing quite well. And here's one that's kind of interesting. Winnebago, not a huge company, but they reported that their sales doubled over the same period of last year. So people may be beginning to loosen up their checkbooks a bit. And the biggest increase being what they call their Class A category, that's their largest and most profitable vehicles, showed a significant profit over a loss of last year. And another company that we kind of monitor because they sell boring stuff, and I mean that as a compliment, that's W.W. Grainger. They have a location here. They sell things like grease and nuts and bolts and screws, primarily to industrial customers, maintenance repair items. They saw their sales up 18%. They made $1.88 a share, which was much more than the street expected. And even more encouraging, they raised their forecast for the rest of the year. And then kind of on a comical note, the chairman of GM says that he thinks that when the IPO of General Motors, or maybe it's Government Motors, happens, probably in November, and of course keep in mind the government still owns 61% of that company, that he thinks the price per share will be somewhere between $20 and $25 a share. They don't really know. So interesting this morning.
Yeah.